弟兄姊妹，我今天愿意继续交通跟奉献有关的事。
Brothers and sisters, I would like to continue to share on consecration.
对，我希望弟兄姊妹不会觉得讲太多了。
I hope you don't feel that I'm speaking too much.
是这样，我们先再把罗马书的第十二章一到二节，我们再读一次。
Let us read again Romans chapter 12 verses 1 and 2.
罗马书的第十二章一到二节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
在我之前哈，我曾经提过说，奉献是一个祭，是一个活祭。
I have mentioned before, consecration is a living sacrifice.
然后呢，当我们献上这件事情呢，是神所喜悦的。
When we offer ourselves up, this is something that the Lord is pleased.
然后我们这样子的话，其实是一个侍奉，是一个敬拜。
And doing this is a service, is a worship unto the Lord.
所以我们是因着主的怜悯，让我们这个人能够被他接纳。
And it's because of His mercy that we accepted to God.
所以大家记得的话，我们是用年长弟兄，哎，我们这边也是用说，我们是一个奴隶。
The brethren before us have shared with us that we are but a slave.
然后我们奴隶呢，是一个没有自由的人。
As bond slave, we have no freedom.
那今天有一位怜悯我们的，把我们买赎回来。
But today there is one that had mercy on us and bought us.
对，我们也像一个残缺、一个身上有残疾的人。
And we are like ones who are lame and crippled.
然后是神把我们收留过来。
But He picked us up and accepted us.
所以我们因着主的怜悯呢，我们愿意把自己归给主。
And because of His mercies.We would give ourselves back to Him.
然后归给主，我们能够继续的过一个奉献的生活。
By giving ourselves back to Him, that we'll continue to live a life of consecration.
所以大家记得啊，我们从早上有献祭，晚上有献祭，是表示我们从早到晚呢，都是一个奉献的生活。
The sacrifice was offered morning and evening. So from morning to evening, we are living a life of consecration.
对，奉献生活也不是好像只是。表面说我要为主做很多工作。
And consecration is not saying that we want to do some things for the Lord on outward.
对，奉献生活乃是说我们在我们生活里面呢，我们对主有一个爱慕。
A life of consecration is that in our lives we have a love toward our Lord.
他能够我们活在他的同在里面。
That we live in His presence.
寻求他的心意，寻求他叫他真正成为我们生活的主。
That we seek His will, that He truly is our Lord.
所以我们整个生活呢，能够跟随着他。
That our living, we can follow Him.
所以今天啊，我要讲到，所以我愿意把这两句话把它讲完。
I want to share to finish these two verses.
因为奉献的它的目的哈，不是奉献本身要。为着奉献而奉献。
The purpose of consecration is not for the sake of consecration.
他的奉献呢，乃是要能够进入，能够明白，也能够达成神的旨意。
Consecration is for us that we may enter and into God's will.
所以我今天这边比较着重的是，我们的这个奉献是圣洁的。
I want to emphasize that our consecration is holy.
然后这个圣洁跟那个不要效法这个世界是连在一起的。
And this being holy is related to being not conformed to this world.
然后奉献在这个过程跟他这个相关或者他的结果呢是能够查验甚至是能够经历什么是神的旨意。
And the process and the result of this consecration is that we can know the will of God.
那我要先拉出来讲一个事情。
I want to take a step back.
对，我 弟兄姊妹，我们有曾经听过江弟兄讲到属灵的操练。
We have heard from Brother Colin about spiritual exercise.
所以他讲，如果大家还记得的话，他讲到奉献，讲到灵与魂的分开，讲到魂的破碎，灵的出来，讲到幔内的生活。
And he spoke about consecration and the separation of the spirit and the soul and also the living.
所以我最近才跟一些弟兄姊妹交通。
And I've shared brothers and sisters.
那如果我来跟弟兄姊妹讲到属灵的操练的话。
If I were to speak with brothers and sisters on the matter of spiritual exercise.
对，照着我的领会或者我的度量的话，我会先讲到我们对良心上面的操练。
According to my capacity, I would share about the exercise of our conscience.
也就是说，当我们信主之后呢，我们里面有一个良心的感觉开始慢慢恢复。
That after we come to believe the Lord, there is this sense of the conscience is working at us.
对，过去觉得好像做起来没什么关系的事情，现在信主之后感觉不一样。
Things that we have done in the past and we do not care about that, but now after we come to the Lord, it's different.
也许里面感觉不平安。
Maybe we do not have peace in our heart.
也许感觉受到禁止。
Maybe we have been restrained.
责备。
Or being rebuked.
然后这些是我们开头的属灵操练的当中，我们生命改变的当中带出来的感觉。
This is the sense that has been brought out after our lives have been changed.
但是我们江弟兄他讲到第一件事情是讲到奉献。
But Brother Kong, he first spoke about consecration.
其实我觉得 也有他的这个很重要的意义在里面。
There's a very important meaning in it.
对我个人来讲，我觉得虽然在奉献之前呢，我曾经也经历过主。
Personally, even though I have experienced the Lord before I consecrated myself.
但是我觉得一个人他的奉献哈，就是开始要挖你的肉，你知道吗？
But after a person has consecrated himself to the Lord, it's like the Lord is trying to rip your skin apart, like to start digging further.
也就是说，当你奉献的时候，你会碰到你心里面那个深处的地方。
When you consecrated yourself, it's like it touches that deep in your heart.
对，你会发现开始碰到你心里面宝贵的、保留的、里面那个抓住不放的东西。
It starts to touch within you that you hold precious and what you grab hold on to.
所以当这个我们愿意一个奉献的时候呢，你开始你里面哈，你不得不说在你灵里的深处呢，你开始就跟神接触。
And after you consecrated yourself, there's no doubt that within the depths of your spirit, you have come into connection with the Lord.
好像就开始经历一些什么叫做跟主的一个拉扯、摔跤。
And you start to experience that struggle with the Lord, the wrestling with the Lord.
所以感谢主，因为这个，当你愿意奉献的时候呢，你开始真正在你的生命上面开始有一个比较真实的感觉，你是去开始摸到主。
So after we consecrate ourselves, then in our lives, it's like really we are really touching the Lord.
对，但我们弟兄的意思也是说，如果我们不奉献的话
，in other words, if we do not consecrate ourselves,
等于是说，主啊，我还不愿意让你在我身上工作。
That we are telling the Lord, Lord, we are still not willing for you to work in us.
所以这个奉献是一个开端，叫主在我们身上。开始有路可以走。
Consecration is a beginning for the Lord to have a start to work in us.
所以我今天要讲到这个奉献里面，它带出我们能够认识神的旨意。
So I want to speak of consecration that it brings us into knowing the purpose of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你对神的旨意到底有没有兴趣？
Brothers and sisters, are you interested in the will of the Lord?
我换一个问题来问，就是说，你愿不愿意对你的人生认真
？Are you willing to be serious about your life?
我常常跟福音朋友交通，但我强调说，我们信主之后呢，能够如果没信主的话，你根本找不到人生的意义跟目的。
I often share with gospel friends that before you come to the Lord, you will not find the meaning of your life.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天 都是一批信主的人。
Brothers and sisters, we are ones who believe in the Lord.
难道我们就可以把这件事情丢在一边吗？
Can we just put this matter aside?
所以你是否愿意对你今天得救，或对你今天所在，也许你可以再活个二十五十年，你愿意对你这些年日呢，你就愿意认真的对待吗？
Maybe you have 20, 50 years ahead of you. Are you willing to be serious about your life?
对，当我们这样认真对待的时候，我们是否说，我愿意过一个人生，是真的能够达到它的意义，达到它的目的？
When we have a serious attitude and we said, are we willing to really reach the purpose of our life?
所以这个是罗马书十二章第一跟二节呢，你会发现里面就有一个重要的信息。
So in Romans 12:1-2, there is a very important message.
你必须要有一个奉献。
You have to have consecration.
然后后面才能够带进来，你能够明白神的旨意。
Then in the end, it will bring in that you can understand the will of God.
你明白神的旨意，你才能够往那个旨意方面去追求。
You can.Only when understanding the will of God can you pursue the will of God.
然后你去追求呢，你才有机会呢，能够让你的整个人生呢，能够达到它该有的意义跟目的。
It's only when you start pursuing the will of God, then you can have the opportunity to reach that meaning of life.
对，其实神的旨意就是我们人生的意义。
Because God's purpose, His will, is the meaning of our life.
其实我很久以前好像也交通过。
I've shared this in the past.
我希望弟兄姊妹对神的旨意能够有一些那个本质上的认识。
I hope you understand what is the purpose of God.
这也是从那个伯弟兄学来的。
We learned it from Brother Sunshine Bo.
感谢主，因为我们信主的人没有什么 copyright.
We thank the Lord that there's no copyright.
对，我们都是站在前面弟兄们的肩膀上继续的往前。
Because we are standing as if we are on their shoulders and wings to move forward.
神的旨意好有三个层面。
There are three different levels of His will.
那第一个层次呢，是整个神一个贯通一切的一个永远的旨意。
And it's one that is God's eternal purpose.
所以这个旨意，如果我现在讲的话，可能像一个知识跟一个道理。
If I share now, it might just be like a knowledge or a doctrine.
但弟兄姊妹要知道，这个旨意其实就是神心中最喜悦最关切的一个旨意，就是基督跟他的教会。
But Christ and His church, this is what matters in God's heart.
或是你可以用其他方式去表达。
Or you can express it a different way.
就是主，就神要基督叫我们的主呢，在一切的事上都居首位。
That God wants Christ to have to its head over all things.
对，或是换句话说，他要在我们每个个人包含在或是每个个人和在团体当中呢，让我们能够彰显出基督。
That in all things, in whether individually or corporately, that we can express Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹先记得一下。
And remember this.
然后呢，在这个旨意的为基础，或是这个从这个旨意发出来的一个情形里面，它会进到第二层的旨意。
And out of this will, you go to a second level's will.
这个第二层的旨意呢，就是神在圣经当中一个普遍性的原则。
That's the general principles that God has set out in the Bible.
比如说主有一个命令，他说，或是有个命令或是旨意一样的，他要我们祷告不可灰心，要祷告。
That we will pray unceasingly. So this is a principle and also a commandment.
对，他说，比如说他说要不可停止聚会，要爱慕神的话，要传福音。
And do not stop gathering and to love God's word and to preach the gospel.
他说要常常喜乐。
And to rejoice always.
所以等等等等，在圣经里面有好多的原则跟神的命令。
There are a lot of principles and commands of the Lord.
那这些所有的这些的第二层的旨意呢，都是为着要成就刚刚第一层的那个旨意，他所定。
All these are to accomplish that.First level, the God's eternal purpose.
对，当我们祷告，当我们读主的话，当我们在一起能够配搭侍奉的时候，他都要基督在当中居首位。
That whether when we are praying or when we are serving together or reading God's word, He wants Christ to be supreme.
他要弟兄姊妹，我们在那个读圣经，在祷告，在与弟兄姊妹相处，在传福音的时候， 叫基督在我们这个人身上能够彰显出来。
That when we are praying or when we are preaching, that Christ can be manifested.
或是换句话说，他要借着这些事情呢，把我们训练到一个情况，我们里面那个基督能够彰显出来。
Or in other words, he used all these things to train us that up to a point where Christ can be manifested.
然后第三层次哈，就是在我们生活当中的许多各样的事情，神的旨意。
And the third level is all the things that in our lives, God's purpose in our lives.
比如说你要跟谁结婚？
Or who you're going to marry?
你要不要去做 intern?
Or do you, can you go to intern?
啊，你要不要去？你要找什么样的工作？
What kind of work are you looking for?
对，你要怎么样教导你的孩子？
How do you teach your children?
所以这些各样的事情都是我们生活当中会碰到的事情。
We meet all these things in our lives.
但是请记得哈，我们常常都活在这一层的旨意上里面。
And remember, we often just live at this level.
但是我们的心思要常常被拉回来说，主在这些事情上面呢，其实是也是要为着成就他的第一层跟第二层的旨意。
So our mind has often to be brought back that all these things is to accomplish God's eternal purpose.
我觉得今天我们有个问题。
Today we have a problem.
就是说我们常常在那个生活当中也愿意寻求生活当中的事情也愿意寻求神的旨意。
Oftentimes we are willing to seek God's will in our daily life.
但因为对着第一层跟第二层没有认识。
But because we do not know the first and second level,
我们就常在这些的事情上面转来转去。
And we start going round and around in this, in all these other things.
对，到底该找这个工作呢，还是找那个工作？就一直也在寻求，但好像在转来转去，你知道。
And we are wondering which, you know, work we should take, even though we are seeking, but it's like we are running around.
对，这个弟兄可以吗？那个姊妹好吗？这样子。
Is this brother good? Oh, what about that sister?
对 我想我今天是提一个很重要的原则哈，我举个例子。
This is a very important principle that I'll give you an example.
假设我不是学建筑哈，我是假设你是个工头。
I'm not an architect, but imagine yourself as a foreman.
然后你这个工头，你是带头的哈，你对一个建筑呢，所有的蓝图呢，你是完全了解的。
The foreman understand the entire blueprint of the building.
对你整个建筑，它的那个整个蓝图哈，是已经在你心中是非常的清楚。
It's very clear in your mind.
然后呢，比如说有一个，我不是专家，随便举例，比如说有一个做门的，好吗
？One who
做门
make the door.
对，他就或者做窗户、做门的这些人。
Windows and doors.
对，当他这个在做的时候呢，他就想说，哎，这样子做，或者这个方向这样开，应该比较好吧。
Maybe I'll make it this way. Maybe you know the direction of the opening should be this way. Maybe it's better.
对，但是你这个工头哈，因为你有个整个清楚的图画，所以你可以很清楚的告诉他，这个门就必须开在这里。
But as a foreman, you have very clear picture in your head, and you said, "No, the door has to open at this site."
对，因为你这个门这样开过来了，它能够接到这边，接到那边，这是我们整个设计是这样的设计。
Because the design with the door here, then you can go through there and there.
但是你是这个做门的，因为你不清楚，所以你就很烦，你说，哎，我觉得这样子开比较好。
But then, you know, you're the one that you know make.Their door, you said, you know, this is so frustrating. You know, I think this is.
对，我觉得这个房间，这两个房间，我这样子接起来的话，那个特别好。
Well, I like that, you know, right here, the door is here, and it can connect to the other room. That's really good.
那工头就说不，你听我的就对了，因为只有这个工头他有完整的一个计划跟图画。
But the foreman said, just listen to me, because the foreman he has the entire picture.
对，我又想起以前我。就是我上班我做了好多年的一个系统。
I remember when I was working, I have the system that I've worked on many years.
对，经过了好几年在这个里面打转之后呢，我就对它很熟悉。
After working with it for a few years, I'm very familiar with it.
然后那个外人看起来里面都很像那个天书一样，他们都不晓得在干嘛。
For others, they don't know what it means.
所以如果有一个 project 有一个功能要他们要加进来的时候
So when there is another worker who you have to add to our team.
其实我那时候做的就非常觉得很 comfortable， 因为我他那个一来的时候呢，我大概里面就有一个图画，就是整个系统大概要这样子运作，这边要加这个，这边要改这个，大概就整个流程就可以插进去。
I was very comfortable with what I was working on of the process.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们对整个事情它有个本质，整个图画有个明白之后呢，你会发现你更能够掌握在一些单一事件神的旨意到底是如何。
So when we have a big picture of what it is, then it's much easier for us to grab on individual things.
所以其实啊，弟兄姊妹，我试着去表达这个事情啊，就是我其实我今天讲的跟那个孙弟兄上次讲的是有点相像。
It's very similar what I sharedto what Brother Kong shared last time.
也就是说神的那个旨意你感觉是看不见。
It's as if God's purpose, you can't see God's purpose.
但是你看得见的这些东西呢，都是因为他那个看不见的旨意在那边 掌控在那边推动。
But what you're doing here, what you can see is being controlled by the purpose of God that you can't see.
比如说在圣经里面的记载，神对他百姓的这些带领呢，他其实全部，虽然你会发现有很多事情发生。
How God leads His people, you see a lot of things happen in their lives.
但是全部的事情，你会发现有一个轨迹，它全部都是根据那个第一层它贯穿的旨意呢，在那边执行的。
But with all the things that they experience, you can see the tracks that it leads to His eternal purpose.
对，比如说这个当亚当堕落犯罪以后
，When Adam sinned and fell.
他为什么要穿一个皮子做的衣服？以前是树叶，现在要变成一个皮子穿的衣服。
Why does he have to wear the skin of an animal instead of just the leaves?
对，那个皮子就表达了基督的救赎。
That skin of the animal has represented Christ's salvation.
对，当那个挪亚那个世代很邪恶的时候呢，神降下洪水把那个世代灭掉。
During the days of Noah, when it was an evil generation, the Lord destroyed the entire generation.
神为什么要挪亚花这么大力气造一个方舟啊？
Why did the Lord have Noah spend so much energy building an ark?
因为方舟的意义就是基督。
Because the meaning of the ark is Christ.
所以当整个世界都受神的审判的时候呢，只要你这个人在基督里面呢，你就躲过这个审判。
When the whole world is under God's judgment, if you are in Christ, in the ark, then you areSaved from that judgment.
对，当神救以色列人出来的时候，在第十灾为什么要用逾越节的羊羔呢
？And when the Lord delivered the Israelites, why the Lord uses the Passover.
所以那个逾越节的羊羔就是基督，他就是神的羔羊。
Because the Passover it represents Christ, He's the Lamb of God.
然后在那个会幕里面呢，有祭司的服事，对不对
？Because and also in the tabernacle, there's the service of the priest.
然后那个祭司呢，就表达了我们的主呢是大祭司，是我们跟神之间的中保。
Because the priest represents that the Lord Himself is our high priest, is the mediator between God and us.
对，当那个摩西击打磐石的时候呢，那个磐石就是基督。
When Moses strike the rock, that rock is Christ.
他被我们被神苦待钉十字架呢，但是他流出活水成为我们的滋润。
He suffered and died on the cross, but he was broken up to become our supply.
那为什么神要那么曲曲折折的把以色列人这个从亚伯拉罕开始呢，再到埃及，又最后一定要经过旷野，要回到迦南美地呢
？And why did God lead the Israelites all the way around the wilderness and then enter into Canaan?
因为那个迦南地呢，就表明了基督那个测不透的丰富。
Because the land of Canaan represented the abundance of Christ.
是神要给他的百姓的一个产业。
It's inheritance that God wants to give His people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我只是大概很零碎的说，但是其实，在神所 所记载的这些我们要注意的历史当中呢，神都是用他的旨意贯穿在一切。
That throughout history, God with His eternal purpose is all in there.
所以，当我们在说我们在历史历代的这个圣徒里面呢
，Throughout generations, all the saints.
对，弟兄姊妹，我们在历史历代有千万的圣徒。
There are tens of thousands of saints.
然后大家都信主。
And everyone believed.
然后大家都在读经、祷告、聚会。
Everyone is praying and reading the Bible and gathering together.
那好像也都在服侍主。
It's as if they're all serving the Lord.
但弟兄姊妹啊，当这些情形在发生的时候
，But when all these things are happening,
如果在聚会、在读经、在这些所有事情生活里面呢，它连接到主
，Whether it's gathering before the Lord or reading the Bible, if all these are connected to the Lord,
这里面有主活泼的生命
，There is God's the Lord's life in there.
这里面呢有主的供应
，And His supply.
这里面有主的安息
，And His rest.
有主的爱。
And His love,
然后有人在那里顺服主的权柄
and there are ones there who obey and submit to His authority.
然后这些的活动呢，这些的读经、祷告、这些聚会的所有的活动呢，你就发现就开始跟神那个旨贯穿的旨意能够连在一起。
And all these activities, praying or reading the Bible or gathering together, is connected to the eternal purpose of God.
如果没有这些的话，那就没有连在一起。
And without this, then it's not connected together.
然后呢？我们在生活层面上面呢，也要注意说，我们在所有这些时间的安排，我们优先次序的决定，对孩子的教导。
So in our daily living, whether it's time management priorities or the guidance that we give our children,
在我们的主呢，在当中到底有没有地位
？Does our Lord have His position has some authority in that？
对，等一下我可能会举一些例子。
I'll list some examples later.
所以我前一阵跟查经组的弟兄姊妹讲到一件事情。
I've shared with some brothers and sisters during Bible study.
就是说我好像在做我在做一个事情，我在做很多事情，但是当中有一个事情是这样。
I'm doing many things, but there is this one thing.
弟兄姊妹，我们都在走在主的天路上面。
We're all walking on this heavenly way.
我们都希望愿意，然后我也愿意与弟兄姊妹一同的走在主的天路这条对的路上。
And I also willing and want to walk with brothers and sisters on this right way of the Lord.
对，有时候我们讲到第一层的旨意，感觉好像哎呀，这个是好像天书，像一个头脑的知识。
When we speak about the first level of the purpose of God, it seems like it's beyond us.
但我在做一个事情哈。
I'm doing this one thing.
就在当你在走这条路上的时候呢。你会有很多的 sign， 会有很多的这个记号。
When you are walking on this heavenly way, there are many signs.
或是路标，这就是。
Or many road signs.
也就是说，比如说，当你今天在追求主
，You are pursuing the Lord.
如果你在这个事情上面，里面有这个灵里面的感觉跟操练，你顺服那个良心的感觉。
When you're pursuing the Lord and you in you within you there is this sense of the conscience and you're obeying the Holy Spirit.
对，这是一个 sign， 你在走在对的路上。
And this is a sign that you're walking on the right way.
或是说你在另外一个事情上面，你觉得 OK， 我应该放下自己学习有十字架的功课。
And on another matter, you said, "Oh, I should let go of myself and put myself down and learn the lesson of the cross."
那这是另外一个 sign， 你发现你在走。你那个方向是对的。
And this is another sign that you're going the right direction.
啊，如果你在某个决定上面呢，说我愿意尊重主，啊，我愿意因着追求主呢来做这个决定。
And on another decision, you said I'm willing, I want to honor the Lord when I make this decision.
对，这是另外一个 sign， 表示说我们现在正在走在一个神贯穿的这条路上。
This is another sign that we are walking on this track of the Lord.
所以如果这些东西没有的话
，If we do not have these，
表示你走错路了。
Then you're on the wrong way.
那你走错路的话呢，你就达不到那个目标。
If you go on the wrong path, then you're unable to reach the goals.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得有时候我的确在做这个事情。
Brothers, I feel I'm doing this thing.
对，如果你愿意，有的情况你愿意来找我交通的话
，And in situations you would like to have fellowship with me，
也许表面上你是说 ，OK， 我应该去假设啊，应该找什么样的工作
Maybe outwardly, you know, you might say, oh, maybe what work should I, you know,
或是说,
look for? What kind of job?
我应该换 major?
Should I change my major?
如果你只是纯粹在这个事情上面绕圈的话,
if you're just circling in this matter of, you know, whether which job and which major?
对，有的时候你只是做了一个决定而已，但是你不晓得，你可能还是不晓得主的意思在什么。
Many times you're just making a decision, but you do not know the will of God in this matter.
对，很多时候当我想这些事情的时候，我会想说，这件事情对我们的属灵的光景有没有影响？
Oftentimes when I think about such matter, I would think it has, you know, would it have any influence on our spiritual condition?
对，你在做这个事情的时候，你有没有真的愿意尊重主，愿意奉献，让他在这个事情上面真的掌权？
When you're doing making this decision, did you really honor the Lord and really to consecrate yourself to Him and that He can reign over you?
对，我意思说，当我们如果把一个心思能够对准在神真正要得着的话。
If we point our mind towards what the Lord really wants,
对，很多时候这些事情好像就慢慢，可能也不是问题了，可能也就慢慢就很清楚了。
All these things are not problems anymore. You'll be more clear of what to do.
好，等一下可能会有看其他的一些例子，但我现在讲到好那个奉献呢，我记得我交通过是神所喜悦的。
I've shared before that consecration is what is pleasing to the Lord.
我正是想啊，为什么奉献是神所喜悦？难道他就是，好像，但他也很喜悦啊，就是你归给他，他很喜悦是没错。
I was thinking, why is the Lord pleased with that? Indeed, when we give it to Him, He is pleased.
但是我这次在读的时候，有一个感觉哈。I
have a sense when I was reading this time.
为什么奉献是神所喜悦的？
Why is it that consecration is pleasing to the Lord?
它有一个原因是因为你奉献之后呢，能够查验神那个喜悦的旨意。
And one thing is that you, after you have consecrated yourself, then you can know the perfect will of God.
也就是说，这个奉献啊，是连到神的那个旨意，而且那个旨意是神非常喜悦的旨意。
That this consecration is directly linked to God's purpose. And this is what He is pleased with.
所以神就对整件事情他感觉非常的喜悦。
And He's very pleased with the entire matter.
好，弟兄姊妹，为什么没奉献的话会不知道神的旨意？
Why is it that if we do not consecrate ourselves, then we will not know, we do not know God's will?
从消极方面来看，好。 当一个人没有奉献的时候呢，他基本上是他要自己做主。
Basically, if we do not consecrate ourselves, then we do not want the Lord to be our Lord.
也就是说，这件事情呢，他这个人觉得说，我还是很想要自己决定。
This person will feel like, you know, I still want this thing. I want to make my own decision.
对，可能他也是因为我信主的嘛，所以我还是要祷告啊，要尊重神的旨意，也是表面也这样做。
And because the person is a believer, and outwardly, he still feels like I have to pray.
但是在这个他的骨子里面呢，他已经设定了他定义就已经要这样子要。
But deep within him, he has already set his heart that he wants this.
所以我想弟兄姊妹就可以。 我们应该可以理解，对不对？当你心里面已经有一个定义的时候
，if you understand that, you know, if within you, you already set your heart on something.
你先不要讲神了，就算是你的爸爸妈妈或是朋友弟兄姊妹跟你劝你的话，你可能都听不进去。And
not to put God aside first, even if your parents or your brothers and sisters or your friends try to, you know, persuade you, then you still wouldn't listen to them.
对，因为你心里面已经定义了嘛。
Because you have set it in your heart what you want to do.
所以当一个定义的时候，神这边有他的旨意，这个好像就在这边，但是你听不见。
God's will is right there, but you still can't hear it because you have set your heart on doing it.
所以奉献的一个消极的意义，就是说把我们这个定义，把我们紧抓不放的这个情形呢，把它放。
Consecration, if on a negatively speaking, we put away what we still grapple onto.
对，当你放的时候，你真的放了。If
truly you let it go.
然后你就跟主说，主啊，我现在真的放了。 你引导我，你愿意怎么引导，你的旨意是如何呢，我都愿意。
You tell the Lord, truly, I let go, and whatever your will is, lead me. I'm willing.
你可以很诚恳地告诉主说，主啊，我是有一些 preference, 我是觉得这样子比较好。
You can sincerely tell the Lord that you have your preferences.
但是呢，不管你的选择如何，你的旨意如何呢，我都愿意顺服下来。
But no matter what your will is, I'm willing to submit to you.
所以你就发现一个奉献的人呢，他比较能够知道神的旨意是什么。
And you see that one who has consecrated himself is more likely to know the will of God.
然后在积极方面。
And positively.
这是我个人的经历。
My personal experience.
因为当我在寻求神，我在应该算是甚至上我在追寻神旨意的这个过程当中。
In the process when I'm pursuing the will of God.
对，我慢慢好像明白神到底要干嘛。
Gradually, I understood what the Lord is doing.
那我第一个明白的事情是说，他在所有的事情上面都叫我里面的性情有改变。
That in all things, He is changing within me, my very nature.
然后我只过了可能一两年之后。
And after a few years.
我第二个明白的事情是说。
And the second thing that I understand.
除非我奉献了，要不然神的旨意不会变成我的旨意。
Unless I consecrated myself to the Lord, His will can never become my will.
对，我希望不是很绕口，就是说，当一个人奉献的时候
，When a person consecrate himself,
你发现，就说，我本来是我有自己的旨意，对不对
？You realize that we have our own will.
然后神有他的旨意
，And He has His will.
这两个有点是分开的
，But they are separated.
然后你可能勉强自己，我想要认识神的旨意。
But you kind of, you know, force yourself. I want to know God's will.
对，我要顺服神的旨意。
I want to submit to His will.
但除非我这个人真的奉献了，你发现这两个旨意，当你奉献之后，你发现这两个旨意开始合在一起。
But unless you consecrated yourself, because when you do so, then you find that these two wills come together.
就是说，神的旨意好像变成你的心意了。
That God's will has become your will.
弟兄姊妹，我们常说那个斯达德 ，City Star， 斯达德弟兄的跟 F.B. Meyer 的事情。
We often mention the story of Brother City Star and F.B. Meyer.
有一天，那个。年轻的斯达德弟兄呢，到 F.B. Meyer 家做客。
And one day, the young brother Stud went over to be a guest over at F.B. Meyer's house.
然后当他很清早寒冷的时候呢，然后 F.B. Meyer 发现他没有睡觉，灯是亮。
And very early one morning, Meyer he realized that his room light was on.
对，他就礼貌性的等了一下，然后敲门进去问。
So he waited and he knocked and he went to ask C.T. Studd.
对，他问说，弟兄啊，是不是太冷啊，或是不舒服，你就睡不着。
He said, brother, is it because it's too cold and you couldn't sleep?
那不是的，是我们斯达德弟兄他早起。
But brother Studd woke up early.
他告诉 F.B. Meyer 弟兄说，我在这边早起呢，我在读主的话。
He told brother Meyer that I woke up early to read God's word.
那我在寻求主说。主啊，你今天是不是有什么命令我可以遵守
？That is there any commandment that I can obey？
弟兄姊妹，就是说有一个人，我们通常就是，哎呀，这个维修弟兄给我一个命令，圣经上有个原则，赶快给我一个命令，我赶快，哎呀，勉强要遵守。
Maybe you say, oh brother, we should give me a commandment from the Bible. I'll go look at it and well, you know.
这个弟兄不一样，这个弟兄不一样。
But this brother is different.
他在寻求主啊，你是否有一些旨意在我的面前，我可以去遵守。
But he was different. He said, Lord, is there any commandment that I can obey?
刚当这个 F.B. Meyer 跟这年轻弟兄相处一些时间的时候，他觉得这个弟兄很不一样。
After Brother Meyer have been with Brother Stud for a little while, he said he's different.
对，他觉得这个弟兄有些东西是他没有的。
That his young brother has something that he doesn't have.
所以他很谦卑地问这个年轻弟兄说，你觉得我是不是什么地方我欠缺了？
He humbly came to ask our brother, is there anything that I lack?
斯达德弟兄第一个想到的就是说， 你奉献了没有？
And brother said, first thought of is, have you consecrated yourself to the Lord?
所以对于这个斯达德弟兄来讲呢，他今天之所以那么愿意要遵行神的旨意，跟他的奉献，他觉得是有很重要的关系。
So to brother said that, that when he was willing to submit to the Lord, it has a lot to do with the consecration.
对，有一次那个倪弟兄跟何淑恩姊妹有一些对话。
One time when brother Ni had some a conversation with sister Barbara.
对，大概是这样，就是说，倪弟兄年轻的时候就很爱主了。
Brother Ni loved the Lord when he was very young.
他愿意顺服主，愿意遵守神的旨意。
He was willing to submit to the Lord and obey His commandments.
所以他们讲话的时候就说，对，就是我忘记细节，但姊妹大概这样问说，那你愿意遵守神的旨意，对不对
？The sister asked him, you know, you're willing to obey the Lord's will, right?
对，倪弟兄说，是的，我神有他的旨意呢，我是愿意遵守。
And he said, yes, indeed, if God has His will, I'm willing to submit to Him.
然后我们的姊妹就问我们弟兄说，你喜不喜悦神的旨意
？And our sister asked him, do you love God's will?
啊，倪弟兄突然有一个很不同的感觉，你知道吗
？And he felt very differently.
就说我们这些人哈、啊，就是不是我们，就是他们这些爱主的人能够。愿意顺服遵守神的旨意已经是一个很爱主的一个光景
and to, for them to obey God's will he there in that condition where they love the Lord
但当这个姊妹跟他讲的时候他有一个他从来没想过的事情
there, when the sister spoke this thing that he has never thought of
就说我对的 我愿意顺服神的旨意我愿意遵守的
yes indeed I'm willing to submit and obey his will
但是我有没有爱慕我喜欢喜悦神的旨意呢
Or do I love God's will?
然后何淑恩姊妹就告诉他说其实他是一直都很喜悦神的旨意
And our sister told him that I love God's will
对你会发现我们的姊妹对主的那个爱慕跟对主的那个心哈已经又走在前面了
You can see the love of our sister for the Lord and for His purposes a step before, ahead of Him
所以弟兄姊妹奉献是一个起头。
So brothers and sisters, consecration is a start.
当我们起头之后，不仅愿意顺服，能够遵守神的旨意。
As the beginning, but in the beginning, we want to and willing to obey God's will.
然后我们也不仅知道说这个旨意是神喜悦的。
And this is a will that is pleasing to the Lord.
我们也好像能够有一个光景哈，神所喜悦的，我们心中也喜爱。
And may we enter into a condition that what He loved, we love too.
所以在这个奉献当中啊，我们能够查验神的那个旨意之这个前面哈，有一个圣洁的过程。
And before we can know the will of God that's pleasing to Him, there is a process.
他是说啊，不要效法这个世界。
He said to be not conformed to this world.
就刚诗歌唱的，我们要跟世界有一个分别。
That we have to be separated from the world, like what the hymn said.
然后在这个分别的情形里面呢，你会发现哈，你的心思会更新。
That in this separating, that you realize that your mind will be renewed.
然后我们这个人就会 transform, 就会变化。
And this person will be transformed.
如果你不变化的话，你就会变化跟世界一样，那个效法世界就变成磨成变化成世界的样子。
And to be conformed to the world, and you'll be transformed to the world.
所以这个圣洁哈，讲错了，这个奉献是圣洁的，这第一节写的。
This consecration is holy.
也就是说，奉献这个本身呢，就有一个分别的意思。
This matter of consecration itself, in itself, it has the meaning of being separated, set apart.
我这是因为觉得奉献实在是一个人属灵历程的一个开端。
I feel that consecration is indeed the beginning of the spiritual walk.
对，我试着去找，其实我不是刻意去找，但是我去找一些事情的那个开端的时候，我就发现，的确，神在很多事情的开端都是用奉献。
I was kind of searching to look at the beginning of many things, and indeed, God has used consecration as a start.
对，不管是在十诫颁布之后进入生活，它是奉献。
Whether it's giving the Ten Commandments and before entering to life, that consecration is.
就是那个耳朵扎动的那件事情。
The piercing of the ear.
然后在罗马书进到生活里面呢，它 十二章第一节，他就先讲到奉献。
And in Romans, when it, before I talk about the things in life, it talk about consecration.
我还可以举好些的例子。
I can give a few more examples.
比如说，我们看创世纪第二章第三节。
In Genesis chapter 2 verse 3.
创世纪第二章第三节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 3.
神赐福给第七日，定为圣日，因为在这日神歇了他一切创造的功，就安息了。
And God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because that on it he rested from all his work which God had created in making it.
就是说第七日是个安息日。
That on the seventh day is a day of rest.
那个日叫做圣日。
It's a holy day.
这个圣好，这个词我们也可以翻作 consecrate， 就是说分别为圣的意思。
This holy.It can be say, interpreted as consecration, to be set apart.
然后在出埃及记十三章第二节。
Exodus chapter 13 verse.
出埃及记十三章第第二节，对。
Chapter 13 verse 2.
以色列中凡投生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我的，要分别为圣归我。
Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both of men and beasts, it is mine.
请注意一下，这边是在逾越节之后。
This is after the Passover.
然后呢，再请看出埃及记二十八章第三节。
Exodus chapter 28 verse 3.
二十八章第三节，对，又要吩咐一切心中有智慧的，就是我用智慧的灵所充满的，给亚伦做衣服。使他分别为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
So you shall speak to all who are gifted artisans, whom I have filled with the spirit of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garments to consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest.
我读过那个尼弟兄信徒造就里面讲到主日。
And I've read Brother Nee's sharing the about the day of the Lord's Day.
Lord's Day, yes.啊、他解释到安息日跟主日是不一样的日子。
There's a different, the day on the Sabbath is different from the Lord's Day.
但里面有一句话我印象很深，就是说神造人之后呢，人的第一天是进到安息。
A very deep impression I had is that after God created man, the first day that man enter into is the day of rest.
所以呢，我们今天蒙拯救，我们的得救是归回安息。
So when we are saved, our saved, we enter into rest.
所以当我这次读的时候呢，这个圣日哈，这个圣
，this holy，
在这个词呢，在这边是第一次在圣经出现。
This word holy is the first time that it was mentioned in the Bible.
我突然有个感觉，当人被造之后，他第一天的生活。
I have a feeling when after man was created, the first day in his life.
一方面是安息。
On one part is rest.
一方面，这个人就要被分别为圣。
On the other hand, that this person is to be set apart holy unto the Lord.
也就是说，当人受造之后呢，人最初的心就是要把它分别为圣，要归给神。
Man were created. We are created. The purpose is to be holy unto the Lord.
然后呢，我们刚刚读到那个逾越节的羊羔，逾越节哈，表明人神的救赎。
Passover represented the salvation of man.
也就是说，当一个人神的百姓，或当一个人蒙神拯救之后
，when we are being saved by the Lord,
他的第一天就是分别为圣。
The first day in his life is to being set apart holy.
然后我们又看了哈，当一个祭司要进入他的职分那一天的时候
，when the day where the priest is to enter in his ministry,
也是分别为圣。
He is being set apart holy.
所以也就是说，在我们不管人的受造，不管人的得救，不管人能够服侍神，他的第一件事情呢，神都把这个人要分别出来。
Whether in creation or when able to serve the Lord, everything is for to be set apart.
所以在神的心意，在人的地位呢，人是被分别的。
And in God's will, our position, we are being set apart.
我们的奉献呢？就是让这个分别在我们身上真的有实际。
And our consecration is to let this set apart to have reality in our lives.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们讲那个分别，感觉哎呀，好像轻描淡写，反正就被分一下这样。
Sometimes we take it too lightly, that it's just, you know, set apart.
对, 我真的很难忘记当我去 Target interview 的那天。
I cannot forget the day I went to Target for interview.
对，当我已经坐在 Target 公司那个等候区的时候。
When I'm waiting in the waiting room.
然后我看，然后，但我是因为特许嘛，那个特要有人特别带我进去了。
I have to have special permission to be able to go in there.
但我就看着那些 Target 员工，哇，好轻松，就这样一个一个就进去，刷卡就进去了。
I have to have someone bring me in, but you know the Target those employees they can just scan their card and enter.
对，那个时候我在一个三人公司。
At that time, I was working in a company that has only three people.
就是公司只有三个人。
Only three people working there.
对，并不是三个臭皮匠的，反正。然后那个时候其实很不稳定
It's very unstable
所以我就有时候哎，就看着这些人进到那个国度里面
When I see these people enter into the kingdom
我心里是暗暗有点羡慕了
I kind of you know there's a little envy in there
就是说我好像跟他们是分开的
It's like I'm separated from them
对所以弟兄姊妹我们被神分别出来这是一个很大的福气
And it is a blessing that we are being set apart by the Lord.
我们过去在这个整个世界各样的这些情况的那个仇敌的权势的底下。
We are under the power of the enemy.
今天我们能够被归回在神安息的羊圈里面。
But today we are able to return to the rest that is in His fold.
在神的同在护庇我们。
His presence cover us.
对，弟兄姊妹，这个分别真的是很宝贵。
Set apart is very precious.
所以当我们这个人愿意奉献有一个分别的实际之后呢我们的心思就开始变化
After we consecrate ourselves then our mind is being renewed
我在去年的时候讲过
I spoke about this last year
就是有一次我在主面思想的时候我主给我两个词一个叫 look up 一个叫 look down
The Lord gave me two phrases one is look up and one is look down
那个 look up 就是说我们很容易理解我们要仰望主就是说信心要对着主
to look up we can understand that we have to look to the Lord our faith is in the Lord
对这个大家都可能比较能够明白我们要对主有信心然后他在天上他能够看顾我们
that we have to have faith in the Lord that he is in heaven and he can take care of us
但很奇妙主又给我另外一个词叫做 look down
but the Lord gave me another phrase to look down
就往下看
to look down
这是有故事的
there is a story
也就是说有一次那个年轻的十百克弟兄去又是 FB Mile 又去拜访 FB Mile
there is this young Brother Sparks visiting Brother Meyer
然后 FB Mile 弟兄很忙啊
Brother Meyer was very busy
然后十百克弟兄 在外面等的时候没事干
Brother Sparks had nothing to do waiting for him
然后看在那个墙壁上有一块那个就是属灵的这些字
there were words on the wall
对然后上面就 look down
It says look down
他看了老半天想不通
He couldn't understand
所以我们都要讲 look up 要仰望主、啊、
We always say we look up and look to the Lord
你这个人 look down 是不是太骄傲了
You look down Are you too proud?
对所以当他这个迈尔弟兄出来的时候他就问他
He asked our brother Meyer when he came out
对为什么要这样写啊
Why do you write that?
然后迈尔弟兄就跟他说、啊、诶你忘记了吗我们跟主一同坐在天上，这以弗所书写的。
He said, "You forgot we are seated with the Lord in the heavenly."
所以我们跟主一同坐在天上，所以是 look down 啊。
So we are there seated, so we are looking down.
所以当我想到这个故事的时候，我心里面有一点感，有一个比较深的感觉哈。
I have this feeling when I thought about this story.
如果我们的心思就当我们的心思变化的时候
When our mind has been renewed
你就很像在 look down
Then you're like you're looking down
为什么
Why?
你好像主一样从天上用神的原则用神的观念用神的眼光来看所有的事情
Because like the Lord you'll be using his viewpoint and his eyesight to view everything down there
也就是说你过去好像用你平常的眼光看你周遭发生的事物，对不对
？In the past, you use your own eyesight, your view to look at all the things around.
对，你要做一个决定的时候，你就是好像就在那边看着这些事情。
To make a decision, you're looking around and all these things.
现 现在好，你必须要往下看。
Now you have to look down.
你必须要用神的眼光来照亮整件事情来看它。
And with God's viewpoint to shine on the whole matter.
然后呢，你就发现，你就比较能够知道神的心意，他的旨意是什么。
Then you, it's easier for you to see His will.
讲一个有些人不太喜欢听的。
I'll say something that most people do not like to listen to.
比如说在感情的事情上面，就是跟男女交往的事情上面。
In the matter of relationships, I'm a boy and a girl.
对，如果你看，你只看到一个人哈，就是就只看人，还有这个感情的这些事情，你好像就你没有在 look down.
If you're only looking and focusing on the person and all these things, you're not looking down.
然后你听伟修讲说，或者你听 Andrew 讲说，
昨天
说到他身上，
you hear Andrew speaking.
说这个信的跟信与不信的不可同父一轭，对不对
？And not to be yoked with the unbelievers.
这样我也是这样讲，就是信与不信不可同父一轭。
And I say the same thing too.
如果你不是 look down。
If you're not looking down,
你会有各样的问题。
You have all sorts of problems.
你说，哎呀，会不会我们可以结婚之后他还可以信主啊
？Maybe after we married, you know, he can still believe in the Lord.
对，我跟他交往之后可以带他信主啊。
Maybe I start going out with her and she, and we can bring her to the Lord.
但是如果对我来讲，如果我们是在 look down 的话
，But to me, if you're looking down.
那一个神的旨意跟原则照亮下来的时候
，When the will of God and His principle is shining down，
然后我那时候我很清楚啊，就是说，如果神配合在一起的那个时候呢，他不会把不信的配在一起。
When the Lord brings two people together, He will not bring an unbeliever to match with a believer。
所以我里面就没有一个，我就里面就不会混淆，有个观念说。我跟他结婚之后，他再信主。
So I wouldn't be confused by the idea of maybe after we get married, you know, bring him or her to the Lord.
我不晓得能够表达这个意思啊，就是我记得在去年的时候，我在公司里面有一天，以前的 manager 找我。
Sometime last year, my previous manager came to me.
他那天找我的时候，他就开始。鼓吹他做的那个，我以前跟他一起共事过，他以前曾经是我的 manager。
He was my manager before。
然后他就开始讲说，哎呀，他们这组做的怎么样，很重要很重要，我知道很重要。
He was talking about all the important things that his group is doing。
然后慢慢我就听出来了，他要我去加入他那个组。
Then gradually I came to understand that he wants me to join them.
但我很谢谢他是伯乐啦。啊，没关系，不用翻。但我很谢谢他的欣赏。
I thank him for that he appreciated me.
但那个时候我心里也在想说，神的旨意是什么？
But inside me, I was thinking, what is the Lord's will in this?
然后我在跟这个老板底下做的，其实我都是很认真在做了。那但是内容上面我也不一定完全是我非常做久了以后也不是非常非常非常那个有 exciting 的情况。
Under my current boss, even though it's not very an exciting thing, you know, but I still take my work seriously.
所以我心里面就在想说，神到底旨意是在哪里
？So I was wondering what is the will of the Lord in this.
而且他还跟我讲哦，他说你加入之后呢，那我就给你考虑升级
，so my past boss, my manager told me that you know once you join our team, you know I will give you a promotion.
我在公司十几年都没有升级。
I have never been promoted all these years.
而且一直降级，你知道吗
？But demoted.
我进去的时候是 senior software engineer.
I enter as a senior software engineer.
啊，当那个公司不是乱改，就是改掉，改了之后呢，我就变成 software engineer.
When they regroup, after the regroup, I was being changed to software engineer.
然后再改掉之后呢，我就变成 engineer.
When they regrouped again, I was only a man, engineer.
然后我几乎我大概每个老板都会跟我谈到升级的事情。
Every boss, every manager had discussed promotion with me.
但老板好像流水席一样，一个接着一个换，那个后来都不了了之。
But many of the managers, they keep changing the managers, so it's like nothing is happening.
那我就很安心的就慢慢降级吧。
So I rested in that promotion.
所以当那个之前那个 manager 跟我鼓吹的时候呢，哦，他要升级啊，要怎么样，我以后就会好好重用你等等，这很多很多的想法。
After the previous manager tried to talk me with all sorts of things to get me into the team.
所以弟兄姊妹 look down.
So I brothers and sisters look down.
那个升级完全没有在我心里面的考量。
Promotion is not what I will ever consider.
对，就是说这个升级对我一点吸引都没有。
It doesn't have an attraction to me.
对，我觉得。主给我一个工作啊，我能够养生，我是非常感谢。
The Lord gave me a job and I can earn a living. I'm very thankful.
那如果不升级的话，也比较好，因为责任比较少。
If I'm not promoted, it's even better. I have less responsibility.
然后那时候里面感觉是说，我在现在这个老板呢，我觉得跟他做的还是比较好的，而且我时间会比较多。
Under this current boss, we have a good working relationship and have more time on my hands.
而且我真的已经做得比较熟悉了，那我对他也帮助也有一定的帮助。我觉得我在这个时候不应该好像就抛弃人家。
And I'm very more familiar with the thing, and I'm of help to him, so I shouldn't just abandon him and go.
对，所以那天当他这个讲谈了一个多钟头，后来其实我心里很清楚说。我很礼貌的就拒绝他了。
After an hour's discussion, I was very clear in my heart, so I rejected the offer.
我希望能够表达这个意思，就是说，当我们用神的心思眼光去看事情的时候
，So I try to express to you that when we look from God's viewpoint,
很多的那个考量哈，就马上就排除掉了。
We can do with all these considerations.
那我们可以在心中专注说主，你到底要什么？
We can focus in our heart, Lord, what do you want?
不，我后面补充一个。
Have to add this?
很奇妙哈，不久之后我们那个那年的年度的performance review.
Not long after, during that year's performance review.
我老板竟然升我两级。
My boss promoted me 2 levels up.
他那天升级的时候，我其实不晓得，我还搞不清楚哦，升级了这样。
I didn't know what was happening. So, I was promoted.
过了几个礼拜之后，哎，奇怪，我怎么升了两级
？After a few weeks, I was like, oh, 2 levels.
对，不过这都是主做的。
But this is the work of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须在那个心思被更新的时候，用主的眼光来看事情。
So our mind being renewed, we have to use God's viewpoint to look at things.
好，在一些事情里面，请记得哈，主要居首位。
That in all things that he has preeminence in all things.
我们不是只是围绕在我们这个功课啊、工作事情在那边转而已。
We do not just circle around our work.
这个事情里面呢，到底有没有主
？In all these things, is the Lord there?
没有主的话，你不管做什么决定呢，你都搞不清楚神的旨意在哪里。
If the Lord is not there, then whatever decision you make, you're confused.
如果你有神的眼光，如果你尊重主
，If you have the viewpoint of the Lord and you honor Him，
你把这个事情奉献给主
，You consecrate this to the Lord。
我相信主会慢慢把他的心意在我们身上显明。
I believe that He will gradually reveal His will to us。
而且你做的决定，你这个走的路呢，会讨他的喜悦。
And the decision you make and the path you take will be pleasing unto Him。
你经过这个事情的时候，你发现整个事情跟神贯穿的那个旨意是一致的。
When you go through this thing, that you realize that you're parallel with His will。
所以我想弟兄姊妹，这个奉献真的很重要。
This consecration is very important。
那但愿我们都愿意把我们主权放下给主。
May we give him all right.
每一件事情。
In everything.
好，我们一同有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们一同感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你把我们分别出来，是你恩待我们。
Lord, you have set us apart. It is your grace.
主啊，我们有一个因着你的怜悯，我们能够奉献，得认识你的旨意，进入你的福气。这也是你的怜悯。
And because of your mercy, that we can know your will and enter into your will.
主啊，但愿我们越过。我们不仅看重，也是爱慕你的旨意。
That gradually, Lord, that we not only we honor, we take hold of high esteem your will, but we also love it.
好叫我们在做各样的事情决定的时候，我们能够抓得住，抓那个方向。
That in all our decision, we can grab hold of the direction.
主啊，给我们一个愿意的心， 主啊，我们是 willing， 我们是愿意，主，我们要跟随你。
Lord, give us a willing heart that we are willing to follow you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.